Hello and welcome to our podcast series celebrating stories of faith. In this series we hear from Christians across the north of England about how and why their faith is so important to them and what they're doing about it. Today we'll be hearing about the Children Changing Places project in the Bolton Deanery of the Diocese of Manchester. Two of those involved are Nicola and first Rachel.
So the Children Changing Places project came from the Diocese of Manchester, from the hearts of people within the education team, and they had a vision for Bolton Deanery and for the children and the young people and the families there. And they saw the opportunity. We've got 33 church schools just in Bolton Deanery and lots of parishes that have got good connections to those schools. So they saw the opportunity to develop something really exciting to engage the children, young people and their families. So the aim of the project is that as a team we create pathways for children and young people to grow in their faith. And our dream would be that from the age of 0 to 18, that as many children as possible grow from toddlers through into primary school, into secondary school, and right up until adulthood, that they have multiple opportunities to engage with faith and to keep growing. So we saw a challenge that many children were engaging with faith through the primary school years, and then they'd get to secondary school, and all of a sudden, you know, there'd be a drop-off. So churches would say, we've got loads of children, loads of families, but when we get to year seven and they become young people, suddenly they lose interest or the families don't come anymore. And there was a real heart from the parishes to do something about that and to try and make sure that we don't lose children at a really kind of important time for them. So the aim of the project is that between us, we have lots of different children's workers and youth workers. We all work together as one big team across the deanery to help the parishes and help the schools to develop these pathways so that all the way through from year six into year seven and all the way through secondary school, that we've got young people growing stronger and stronger in the Christian faith.
So is it resources you supply to people?
No, we're very hands-on. So we started with an early years worker who helped churches launch toddler groups, worked with schools to create age-appropriate worship times for young children. And then we have members of the team that work with primary schools and children's ministry in parishes. And then we have chaplaincy assistants who work in the secondary schools alongside the school chaplains. And they also work in local parishes with the youth work. So we really believe in rolling our sleeves up and getting stuck in and working alongside people. I think resources have a value, definitely, but I think there's nothing better than people with a heart for this ministry, actually doing the ministry and encouraging others to get involved and to be confident. And when you begin to see the fruit of all that hard work and you see children and young people come to faith and their families and churches growing and schools changing in terms of their Christian culture, then it's inspirational. So we're now seeing more and more volunteers wanting to be involved in the ministry as well. So yeah, we're right in the heart of it, getting involved and encouraging people.
And the work takes place both in church and in the schools?
Yeah, we very much believe that this journey of faith that we're all on, especially for children and young people, can happen in school and church and at home as well. There is these three different areas where they can grow. So we're looking to empower the schools to do this and the parishes, but also parents and families at home as well.
It started in 2019. What have you achieved?
So 5 years on from the start of our project, we have seen huge change across the deanery and in many different areas. So when we started in January 2019, there were toddler groups in parishes, but I would say that most of the toddler groups weren't distinctively Christian. They were there to love the local community, but there was quite a lot of fear, maybe, about talking about God and being kind of Christian in nature. And a lot of the toddler group leaders were a little bit worried that if they started to mention the Bible and God, that everybody would run for the hills and that would be the end of their toddler group. But what we found was that by coming alongside people and encouraging them, that actually, if somebody goes to a toddler group in a church, they expect for it to be about Jesus and about God and the Bible, and they're surprised if it's not. So we helped with resources, we got alongside people, and 5 years later we've got a huge strong group of toddler leaders who are incredibly confident in sharing their faith. All of those toddler groups across the deanery are really Christian in nature. They're very invitational, so they encourage the families to come to church and get involved in the wider life of the church. And that is one area that we've seen massive change. So these leaders, they meet together regularly in a hub. They've met together for 5 years. They share stories and testimonies. They pray together. They encourage each other. And now they're all starting to think bigger. So they've got great toddler groups, but now they're saying, so how do we engage the parents and the families, and how do we reach out to them? How do we disciple people that have started to kind of dip the toe into faith? How do we help them? So that's one area where we've seen culture change across the town. We've seen the growth of Wiggle Worship, which is as cute as it sounds. It's Wiggle, the Bible bookworm, and he leads children, young children, in worship and helps them to grow spiritually. And it's amazing to see how many schools have embraced this way of engaging young children. So out of the 30 primary schools that we have in Bolton that are Church of England, I would say maybe 26 have embraced Wiggle Worship. It's part of their curriculum. It's part of their approach to collective worship. In some schools, when you first bring your child into reception class, the first thing you do is Wiggle Worship. And you learn very quickly that this is a worshipping community that you're going to be part of, and we're very strong in terms of our links to the church. So, and many of the churches have also taken on Wiggle. So there's all age Wiggle. We were talking about Wiggle holiday clubs. You can imagine Wiggle in very different, you know, various forms. But we've seen again a culture change where there's an opportunity to reach out to young children and help them learn that God is fun. He's full of life. He loves them so much. And we've had fantastic stories. So, for example, some schools run Wiggle Worship celebrations for families to come into school on a regular basis and worship with their children. In a local school that I can think of, we've got parents that have not had a church connection in their lives. They don't really know what it is to worship, but they've come into school with their children and they said that was the best thing ever. They said, you know, I've not even been in a church since I was a child. I've not worshipped since I was a child. And I've just worshipped for the first time as an adult, and I absolutely loved it and want to do more. So all of a sudden, you're seeing these families that are hungry, hungry for God. We've got cafe churches that are running, that are growing, where I'm thinking of a young mum recently who has started stealing her child's children Bible because she wants to start reading the Bible. And across the young people as well, we've seen growth in young people going to youth groups and growing in their confidence. I'm thinking of one secondary school where a couple of years ago, you wouldn't have said you were a Christian. And, you know, most of the young people in that school had to go to church to get into the school. They've been to church for many years. And then as soon as they get into year seven, they say, thank you very much, I've done my thing, that's not for me anymore. And those that are real Christians keep it quiet because they're embarrassed and they don't want to tell their friends. So that's a couple of years ago. Now, through the work of the school chaplain and the chaplaincy assistant from our team and an amazing Christian head teacher, we've seen a huge culture change in that school, to the point where year 11 students are standing at the front of exam halls, trying to hold hands with the school chaplain, praying before the exams. And we've got young people every Monday going into the chaplaincy space asking, can we pray for our school today? We want to do it every week. We're committed to praying for our school. So the head teacher said that the other day she heard this rabble in this classroom and she thought, oh, what's going on? And she went out of the meeting and she went into this classroom ready to kind of challenge these young people about their behaviour. And she walked in and there were 19 young people stood in a circle praying passionately for their school. And she said, brilliant. This is what we want in our school. We're a Christian school and these young people are proud to be Christians, and that's what we want.
Nicola, let's talk to you. Explain to me your role in this.
Yes, so I am the Shades lead for the Children Changing Places project, and the Shades project came about in September 2021, just after the unfortunate murder of George Floyd, and being in the season of COVID where the world was awake and alive to racial injustice in a real poignant way. And through lots of conversations with Rachel around how do the children in our diocesan schools see themselves? Do they see themselves made in the image of God? Or is there a bit of a conflict there? And as we began to pray and really unravel this, we saw that there was a challenge of children and young people accessing what we were offering because they couldn't see themselves in that picture, whether it was as a young leader going on in the church, or whether it was, you know, they were seeking a vocation of ministry. They couldn't necessarily see that representation. And that sense of belonging as well was also one of the challenges that we found children and young people set. And then there was a report that came out in 2020 called the Young and Black Report. And it referenced that 95% of our children and young people heard racist language within their actual local school. And then we look at that and we look at the impact that that would have on a child's mental health and well-being. And us as the church and as God's representatives, well, what are we doing about this? And so the Shades Project was really born out of a great need for children and young people to be able to have that sense of belonging in school, in church and in home, all those links, and be able to have that same pathway that we were offering, and that their identity would really, really be founded in Christ, regardless of the colour of their skin, the time that they came into this country, and that they would really have that strong sense of God's love and God's presence. And so it's a racial justice and faith project. They work simultaneously, and it's really allowing God's heart to really permeate through the project. And so we deliver collective worship, a celebration collective worship, which is all around celebrating Black history role models and people from the global majority, but in a really worshipful context, and pointing to Jesus. And then we also offer some safe space workshops, which helps us to unpack what is racial justice and what is our responsibility as advocates, as Christians, and how can we do this? And we've really found that these safe space workshops really open up the conversation for children, but also teachers as well, who are struggling in this area, to have just normal conversations, normalising the conversation that we need to go further, and we need to take responsibility, not wait for children and young people to grow older and then have some of the same historical issues that we've had previously, but that they can change the landscape in this area. And so we also have groups of children and young people who are at the forefront and leading this, known as Shades Ambassadors. And their job is really to help school to embed these values, these Christian values, because they are Christian values of justice and love and peace. And so they lead lots of different projects, these Shades Ambassadors, and the hope is that there'll be a group of Shades Ambassadors in every single school working for racial justice and faith and advocating for all children and young people.
Is this something that you'd have enjoyed growing up?
Oh, immensely, immensely. If I had something like this, then definitely my school experience, my church experience would have been so much different. And I think sometimes when you are from the global majority and you're having to navigate different landscapes, whether it's in school, you're trying to fit in, you're trying to belong, but you don't have those people to walk alongside you in that journey because they don't understand that journey. And so that would have, definitely been a huge blessing. And so that's really what the Shades Project is all about. And then we also support staff as well. And we support them with training sessions that we provide for them in trying to help their school to have that anti-racist approach to education and that sense of belonging and obviously doing it from a faith perspective as well. Because there are lots of racial justice projects, but really putting Jesus at the centre of it for us is what is really, really important.
I wanted to ask as a kind of final question about if you see this project, and to both of you, if you see this project as church-changing or world-changing, you've hinted the answer.
I would say that we could limit it to one space to be safe. But I think the dynamic generation that is coming up now, the children and young people who are really, really carrying God's love out to the world, I think that there are literally no limits and no boundaries, and I really, really do believe that it's world-changing things that they're going to achieve, and it's just going to be wonderful to be able to observe that.
Rachel, Wiggle Worship changed the world?
I think there are many things that we do as part of the Children Changing Places project that, like Nicola said, really, are to equip and encourage the children and young people to grow, and that they are the experts on their own lives. So as adults, we're not there to impose our own experiences and views on them. What we're hoping to do is to just provide an environment that is so rich and so encouraging that they discover who they are in God and who he's made them to be.
That's not always been the case, though, has it?
I guess not. And I think sometimes we've got to acknowledge that the world is changing as well. So I know what it was like to be a young person a few decades ago. I won't be too specific about that. But the world is so different now that I'm not an expert on what it is to be a young person now, or to be a child born now, or even to parent young children. I have parented children, but they're growing older, you know. And so the world is changing. But what we do know is that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if we can help people to connect with God in a real way and discover who he is, then they will go on that journey. They just need encouragement and an opportunity to grow and to keep on growing throughout the whole life. And so we're excited because, you know, that Jesus teaches us that we are the light of the world when we know him, that we are to, you know, let our good deeds shine out so that people praise our Father in heaven. And so the more that we see these children growing and these young people finding their voice, and they have the most incredible creative ideas that we would never think of, but that's right for their generation. And we want to see them grow in confidence and also be those people that stand up among their peers in a generation where it's really difficult to be different, where everybody wants to be liked and wants to conform, really. But, you know, God's got a different plan for those that know him. And they are meant to stand out, but in a different way. And we just want to be there to journey with them and to help, like Nicola said, with the Shays ambassadors, find out what they've got in their heart and then help them with that.
Rachel and Nicola talking about Wiggle Worship and Shades, both of which are part of the Children Changing Places initiative in the Deanery of Bolton. You can listen to more stories of faith by clicking on other podcasts in this series. If you'd like to share your faith story, just email us at faithinthenorth@archbishopofyork.org. That's faithinthenorth@archbishopofyork.org. Thank you. Bye-bye.